Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. All you gotta do is put a
drink in my hand. That's what she said.
Crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings.
That just happened.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
It's the Cyclone Fanatic Colin Show live from Kippy's Place in Elkhart with your hosts Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Get your questions in by calling 515-284-5966. Now, here's Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith.
Hey, thank you very much, Andrew Downs, and welcome to tonight's program. We're here live, as always, on Thursday nights during the college football season from Kippy's Place in Elkhart, pumped up for what's going to be a big weekend, not only in college football, but specifically in Ames, Iowa, when Texas Tech comes to town, a battle of unbeatens. And no, College Game Day will not be in attendance. But I tell you who will be, one Brent Bloom. He writes for us at Cyclone Fanatic. He's all over the place on the Cyclone Radio Network. And the birthday boy, 50 years old today, Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota.
You made it.
You know what? Not only did I make it, I made it here without my cane. So I made it all the way from the car with no cane, no walker. 50 years old, man. I'm going
to
tell you this.
How does it feel to be 50? You're over the hill, baby.
I will tell you this. I am the best-looking 50-year-old guy you know.
I cannot argue that, actually.
I agree, actually.
Really,
congratulations.
Do you tell people how old you are? Are you the age where you feel insecure about yourself and your body?
Never insecure. Here's the deal. If you can beat me arm wrestling, I'll tell you. That's an open invitation to anybody within earshot.
Well,
I don't want to volunteer.
No, neither do I.
I might lose an arm.
No, but I see a couple guys in this room. I think I think they'd take Tron on head-to-head. I think they try. One Adam Gray.
It might be three on one, but they'll give it a shot.
Absolutely. We got a big game, big show today. Big show coming up on Saturday as well. We'll be on the air from 3 to 4 here on KXNO from the Wilson Toyota stage. As always, gentlemen, we're here at Kippy's Place in Elkhart. Tron, you're already up in Ames. Just a little out of your way. But, Bloom, what do you say we have a little breakfast here at Kippy's coming up
Saturday?
On Saturday on our way up to Ames?
It's a great idea.
They do breakfast. Starts at 9 o'clock, but it's a big game day breakfast.
What do they got?
I mean, it's Kippy's. They got everything.
Got to have everything.
I don't have the menu in front of me. Bloom's got to get difficult here. what do you say? We'll swing by. I'll have a little breakfast, get some eggs, and we'll head on up to Ames for the Cyclone Fanatic
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. And those, I assume, who don't have to work, we might have to work, so maybe we'll have to limit the adult beverages to about 6 or below.
Yeah, probably.
But everyone else.
Yeah, you and I, we got to be there. We're up with the birds.
That's a great idea.
Are you telling me there's an open bar at Kippy's Place at 7 in the morning?
I believe it's 9 o'clock.
Nine o'clock. Who eats breakfast at 9 o'clock?
Tailgaters. Time. Tailgaters, baby.
No, I'm a late riser, Tron, so that's right in my prime time right there.
All right, well, Bloom and
Let's
I will be
that.
Here probably around 10.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Bloom does not get up before 9 on Saturday.
Something wrong happened to that's
absolutely
the case.
Has to. All right, again, that's Kippy's. And as always, you bring your game day, your ticket stuff.
After they
come back and you get a beer.
You could do
support
the
Cyclones. They're going to give you a beer here at Kippy's.
The double dip at Kippy's.
Absolutely. I don't see any reason why not if you're driving to and from Des Moines, the Ankeny area. I'm a Von Durant guy. No, I did not win the lottery. I've had probably 20 people ask me, hey, Williams, you're the only person I know in Von Durant. You win the lottery. No, I didn't. So no calls today on that. But if you would like to call onto the Hy-Vee hotline, we would love to talk to you. You got an opinion on Saturday's game. You got an opinion on anything going on in the Big 12 college football? We'd love to hear from you on the Hy-Vee hotline at 515-284-5966. Again, that number is 515-284-5966. And gentlemen, I guess it only makes sense for us to start with Iowa State and Texas Tech, a game that I've been obsessed with this week. Gentlemen, it's all I'm thinking about. It's all I'm reading about. I'm literally obsessed with this game. It fascinates me. It's not very often in college football when it's not in week one. It happens in week one from time to time. Not very often in college football world where you see a team and you don't know anything about this team. I don't know anything about Texas Tech. I can name you some of their players. I can look at their statistics and say, wow, these guys look pretty good. But at the end of the day, and if you read the quotes from the Texas Tech players and coaches, I think they realize that they've got a big test coming up on Saturday where they haven't learned much about their football team playing the 164th ranked schedule in America, whereas Iowa State has beat a Tulsa team that I think could probably go 10-2, maybe best case scenario 11-1
in their conference.
Absolutely, but at the end of the day, they would be a 10-2 football team.
Right.
Iowa, you know, we don't need to get going on that.
That's enough.
We don't need to get going on that. But then the Western Illinois, again, that it is what it is. But I feel like at this point in time, Iowa State knows a heck of a lot more about its team than Texas Tech does. And I don't know. It fascinates me because of that. It's darn right confusing, too, gentlemen, because I don't know. People go, hey, Williams, what do you think? It's really hard to give you an objective analysis on the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
You know what's funny? Because I think Farniak said it best when he said number 91, you know, not addressing the players by their name. That's the same way I feel about this program. If you really go back and look at who they've played, they really haven't done anything. They haven't been tested. And it brings us, you know, it's funny. We had the conversation about Iowa State in Northern Illinois, you know, Northern Iowa playing that early game instead of taking a cupcake. That's exactly what Tech has done. Really, they don't know who they are. They don't have a, they haven't been tested. The teams they played have scored 30 points.
Yeah.
Okay. They've outscored every team combined in one quarter.
151-30.
I mean, they've scored 47 points in their first quarters, and as a team, they scored 30 points? Are you kidding me? They haven't played anyone. That the bottom line is they haven't played.
I'll say this, and this is kind of my final analysis on Tech. You look at their numbers and you compare them to their first three games last year. They were something like 85th or 90th or right in that ballpark in total defense after their first three games last year. Two of the three same opponents, however, that third one was a really good Nevada offense, so that skews it just a little bit. But at the end of the day, they're better. I think it's clear when you look at Texas Tech, it's a better football team than we saw Iowa State really just pummel last year in Lubbock. But I don't believe for a second it's the second best offense in America, the first best defense. I think it's somewhere in the middle, Brent Bloom.
I do. It's a strange game because Texas Tech has played the 161st best schedule. There's 123 teams in FBS. So
that, I thought 120. Did I get that wrong earlier?
It's 100.
Okay, I wanted to make sure. I'm fact-checking myself here.
If you get beyond 120, as well. Yeah, it doesn't matter. They played nobody, and they've destroyed them. What does that mean? I don't know. What do you look at?
Equivalent to Iowa State playing three Western Illinois, if you're listening at home.
Truly. Yeah.
And Iowa State dominated that game. What can you take from it? Now, Texas Tech, do you look at their first three games of this year, or do you look at their last five games of last year in the Big 12 Conference? In those last five games in the Big 12 Conference, they lost all five games by a combined average of 31 points a game. They got blown out in those last five. Has a team progressed that much in an offseason?
Just because you switch a defensive coordinator.
You switch a defensive coordinator, which helps. They changed their format of their defense, which has been better against the run. They went from a 4-2-5 to a 4-3, more traditional to stop the run, but they haven't played a team that can throw the ball yet. And so now you get an Iowa State team who can do both. Iowa State will try to run the ball, but I think they can have a lot of success throwing the ball because this Tech secondary has not been tested by a soul yet.
It absolutely has not. We'll break down more at Texas Tech, but we need to get to the phones, gentlemen, on the Hy-Vee Hotline, helpful smile in every aisle, of course. We'll talk to Kevin. Hopefully he's got a smile on his face tonight. He is from Ames. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not a lot. What's up with you, my man?
About recruiting. Guys coming in for the weekend. And what's the latest on Lazard? I heard he's looking for an LSU scholarship. Is it LSU and Iowa State on him?
Okay, Kevin. I'm going to ask you to sit tight because after the first commercial, we're going to do the Jeremy Jordan Insurance Agency Recruiting Insider, okay? And I'm going to go through a list of all the visitors, official, unofficial, basketball, men's basketball, and women's basketball for you later on in the program. Is that okay?
That'll work.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the phone call. Brent?
He quickly brought up Lazard.
Yes.
Speaking of Mr. Allen Lazard, Urbandale.
Mr. Urbandale, wide receiver.
He's the best recruit to come out of Iowa in probably the last 10 years. I mean, he's Iowa State. His dad went to
Better
Iowa
than
State.
Blake Larson.
Better than Blake Larson, the infamous Blake Larson. But this kid is so good. I mean, he's a legitimate top 100 kid nationally. This is how good he's going to be. And it is, Iowa State's in there because he's an, I think his dad.
His father played at Iowa State, did he not? Yeah.
But apparently Alabama, LSU have all visited him at Urbandale. So you're talking about the
big
best
time.
Of the best.
Boy, they're bringing out the big bats.
I mean, it's cool to have that kid in Central Iowa. So if you haven't had a chance to watch
to get
him
up.
Play,
yeah.
it's like watching a kid, a man amongst boys. He is something special. So, ideally Iowa State could get him, but I think it's an uphill battle.
You know, the nice thing about kids like this, though, when you start thinking about recruiting, kids want to play for coaches that are players' coaches. And when you think about a player coach, the first person you think about is Paul Rhodes. I mean, he's great with the kids. He's a motivator. Now, the flip side is we are talking about LSU, Alabama, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more programs coming out.
Anybody.
But, you know, like I said, we do have the foot in the door with his kid, with his dad playing at Iowa State, so hopefully we get that opportunity. It's going
to
be good.
And if you win games against Tech like you're supposed to,
you need
that helps your cause.
Yeah, you need to win a game against Tech. Yeah. And I guess, again, 515-284-5966 if you want to call into the Hy-Vee hotline. I think that's a good route to go, Brent. I'm going to refer to the column you wrote earlier this week. I kind of echoed it, the same tone and parts of the preview that I put on Fanatic earlier today, that is it a must win? I don't believe in must wins in the month of September unless you're playing for a national championship. Iowa State, we're not kidding anybody, they're not playing for a national championship, neither is Texas Tech. But Paul Rhodes has been vocal about getting past that three-win part of the program within the Big 12 Conference. I'm looking at the schedule. That's going to be difficult to do if you don't take care of business at home against the Texas Tech team. That's where, you want to get the 4 or 5 wins of the conference. Yeah, this is a must win. Is it a must win as far as getting to a bowl game? No, because I think you got that extra one. Most people talking about 6 wins were thinking you come out of non-conference 2-2 at the worst, or 2-1, worst case scenario, and you have to upset somebody. I think that you can still lose this game and make a bowl game. But if you want to get the 4 wins in the Big 12, 5 wins in the Big 12, and have a special season, you got to take care of business.
Iowa State's never won more than 5 games in the Big 12 conference.
Ever.
And that's the next step. I mean, Dan McCarney got to that point. He was winning 3, 4, 5 games at best.
And those were against schedules which right now would look like a cupcake schedule when you look at what Iowa State has
today. Extremely favorable.
Yeah.
But they could never get over that hump. They tried. And now with Rhodes, the first 3 years, he's got 3 wins. In order to get to that mythical next step, you have to win 4 or 5 games. In order to do that, yes, it's important to win those upset games. And the win against Oklahoma State got national exposure. It was tremendous for this program. But they beat Texas 2 years ago. They beat Nebraska 3 years ago. In order to be known nationally as a traditional team, you have to win 5 games, kind of like what K-State's building right now under Bill Snyder.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Now you look at K-State differently now that they won 10 games last year. They won 6 games in the conference than you do in Iowa State, because Iowa State's only won 3 games 3 straight years. In order to get there, you have to win games that you can, and the Texas Tech's a winnable game.
Comparable to in 2005 and 2004, you play in a Big 12 championship and your program is perceived differently. Doesn't matter if you get pasted by 60 points like Colorado did at that time. I don't think we're there yet, but I think at some point, you know, you are going to want – that's what I've said numerous times. You got to get past 6-6 at some point. Right. I really feel, guys, this is the team that's going to do it.
As a fan, I always go back and think about the Texas game where we came back and all the fans were at the Bergstrom indoor facility and they were all happy and we're all ranting and raving. I will never forget Paul saying, hey, you know what, guys, yeah, I appreciate you being here, but this is something that I expect. As a fan, I look at that and I go, you know what, that's the type of coach I want. I want a guy to go out and no matter who's on the other side of the field expects to win a ball game. That's the kind of coach that we have. I'm really excited about this team. The defense is going to hold this team together. I told you teams will not score a lot of points. I don't expect Texas Tech to score a lot of points on Saturday either. This defense is real. My biggest question, and as we get into it, is the offense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we
absolutely
score?
Hey, let's go back to the Hy-Vee hotline at 515-284-5966 and talk to Brent, who is on the road. Hi, Brent. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I hope you guys are enjoying your time at Kippies.
We love it. You're on the road. Are you on your way to Kippies?
No, unfortunately not. I'm on my way home. So,
but you should take a little detour.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, what's up? I wanted to talk about the game a little bit. You know, I know that they changed their defensive front and everything to kind of prevent the running attack, but, you know, I'm kind of starting to think, I'm not sure how many people that graduated from last year. You know, these are, you know, basically the same guys which we dominated the line of scrimmage. You know, I don't see why our offensive line shouldn't be somewhat successful against them. And then, you know, also, you know, they haven't been tested. So, you know, if we come out right out of the gate and, you know, and put seven up on the board right away or get a couple touchdowns ahead right away and, you know, and kind of shock them, I'm kind of wondering how they do with that adversity a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good point, Brent. I'll throw a little statistic at you. Last year after Texas Tech's non-conference portion of their schedule, they were ranked 111th in rush defense. Right now they're only giving up 70 yards per contest. But, again, you have to factor in, you know, a Nevada team that they played last year compared to the teams that that they've played this year at this point in time. But I think that they are better. They've shored up that line.
What they did, it's the same front four, but they added two new JUCO linebackers. They're older guys.
They're very athletic.
They're athletic. Yeah. They're fast. They're big. But, again,
they're your prototypical Big 12 linebacker.
They are. Yeah. But I agree with Brent. We don't know. And it's not just because he's smart.
He's obviously gifted with the name Brent.
But you just don't know where they are because they have. We come back to it, but they have not played anybody to give you any indication of what they have. And also a tremendous idea about they haven't faced adversity. In each of their three games, they've been up 24 or more points at halftime. They have not trailed the entire year. They get behind. Do they think about, oh, we've never been in this position before? Whereas Iowa State trailed Tulsa. They were in a tough game with Iowa down to the wire. They've been in the fourth quarter needing to make a play. Texas Tech has been able to put it on cruise control from the second quarter on.
I will play devil's advocate with both of you, Brents, though, on this one. This is the same Texas Tech team that went into Norman, Oklahoma, and knocked off the top.
That was a weird game, though.
Yeah, but they still did it. You still have to give them credit for winning that game.
We already established that the Sooners are overrated.
This was last year.
I don't care. 2 years in a row. I told you that.
My point is, this is a team that can go on their own and win a Big 12 football game, though. They've proven it.
This is a team that's got to get out early and run early. You go back to the Oklahoma game, it's exactly what they did. Brent, exactly what you said. It's a perfect question. What happens if we get up 21 points? We really don't know because they haven't been down yet.
What do you got, Brent?
Another thing to kind of take into factor, I believe this is their first road game as well, and to kind of go on the road, you're like going up north, and you have to sit around in the hotel room the entire day waiting for the game in an unfamiliar environment. I mean, that's going to be something that they'll have to deal with that as well.
They actually did go on the road once already,
Brent.
They went
to Texas State.
Yeah.
But that was in Texas, and they might have gone over the day of. I mean, San Marcos is not too far from Lubbock.
First season is a FBS program.
And you're going to Texas State. I mean, that's not exactly an intimidating atmosphere. It's their first year as a FBS program.
As Dan Hawkins would put it, this is the Big 12!
It is. And you're going – it's a tough road trip. It's the toughest road trip in the Big 12 distance-wise. From Lubbock,
exactly.
Iowa State.
From nowhere in Texas, but nowhere in Iowa.
Hey, have you seen my boy Scott Siepker's Cyclone Nice? That's not true. This is not nowhere in Iowa. It's the sixth loveliest town to live in the world. Obviously,
well, hey,
Brent hasn't seen
it. Those are my thoughts. I appreciate everything you guys have done.
Brent, we appreciate your phone call. Thanks for calling into the Hy-Vee Hotline, man.
All right,
take care. Drive safely. Good call there by Brent.
I think it's consistent. Everybody's got the same question. We really don't. I mean, Texas Tech, we really don't know.
We do know this, though. Seth Dagey is a tremendous quarterback.
Yep.
And his numbers are not a falsehood at this point because he did it all of last year. I mean, this is a guy that's thrown for 42 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. He's done it in Big 12 play. He's complete 70% of his passes. So Texas Tech will move the ball through the air. The question is, can Iowa State keep him out of the end zone? And can they move the ball on their end? If Iowa State keeps the ball, and they're going to try to, suck the clock, because against Texas Tech you have to. Keep possession, get a bunch of first downs, and the other key thing is Iowa State's been good at it so far this year, is when you do get in a third down spot, you have to get the Red Raiders off the field, because if they can keep sustaining drives, they'll quick hit you, and they'll score before you know it.
Yeah. Got to get pressure on Seth Digg.
And it's hard. It's really hard to do, because they put him back 7 yards deep, and then he's a one-step and throw guy. Does not spend a whole lot of time back there. He gets rid of it quickly. But if you can just harass him a little bit, make him question, and give your secondary a little extra time, it helps.
This is a guy, Seth Dagey, gentlemen, who owns the NCAA's career, or not career, single game record for completion percentage. Completed 90% of his passes in a 40 for 44 in a game against New Mexico last year. Same guy went 16 for 32 against Iowa State last year in Lubbock. Why? Well, you got in his face and you put pressure on him.
Jake Latimer got to him early.
Yeah, and hit him hard.
And it rattled.
Hit him hard.
He was a guy who hasn't been used to being hit, and I think Iowa State's going to try the same thing, but you know Texas Tech has adjustments for what Iowa State did to him last year. It's going to be a chess game, but yeah. I like Wally Burnham in that chess game.
And another thing, you know, Chris, you said, you know, Texas Tech is a better team. You're exactly right. But I'll tell you what is a lot better is this defense. Iowa State's defense mm-hmm. is totally stout. You know, I think they're going to be better against the pass game in the Big 12 than they are. I was concerned about the three teams we played and running.
It's what they're built for, really. I mean, you build a Big 12 defense, you go against the spread.
I watch these DBs on the breaks of the ball. I think we're in for a pretty exciting. We'll get into, you know, how many points later.
And then one other thing to touch on before we got to take a break, but you're going to see a lot more of Deion Broomfield. You're going to see a lot more of that nickel package than you've seen the first 3 weeks. And I'm excited. I really am. I think Saturday night's going to be a blast. I think you're set for a heck of a football game coming up on Saturday night. Again, the Wilson Toyota pregame show that is presented by Channel Seed will go on the air, I believe, at 3 o'clock. Yeah, 3 o'clock, and we'll lead up to the Cyclone Radio Network broadcast. We're going to be broadcasting just at the Wilson Toyota stage north of the Jacobson Building. Toronto had the Cyclone Tundra. I want to remind you, again, that program is presented by Channel Seed. It's about being in your fields, giving you expert advice, and knowing your fields almost as well as you do, selecting the elite seed products that's going to help maximize your profitability when it comes to getting the most out of your acres and your operation. Put your trust in Channel Seedsman. Find your local Channel Seedsman at channel.com. I know Channel Seedsman, as do you, Brent, our good friend Chad Winterboy. You know Chad?
Absolutely.
Chad's a Channel Seedsman. Got a good call from him earlier. He listened to the Channel Seed podcast earlier in the week.
That makes me think of Channel a little bit more. I already thought highly of them.
Yep. Oh, now.
But Chad Winterboy is an A-plus type guy, right?
Isn't
there.
He? And great segue to our break. Chad's son, Chase, is celebrating his 12th birthday today.
He's got to be as cool as possible.
As is my niece, Addison. This is like a big day. She's turning 5 today, so we got a ton of birthdays today.
As is my brother. My brother-in-law right now is on his way from Minnesota if he hasn't made it yet. Today is his birthday also.
Wow, unbelievable.
Now, he may be 50, Chris.
So. I'll pipe down about the age jokes. Then. When we come back, we're going to get back to Kevin and Ames, who had that question about recruiting. Got a lot of recruiting information for you on the Jeremy Jordan Agency Recruiting Insider. We'll be back with that right after this on the Cyclone Fanatic call-in show from Kippy's Place in Elkhart on 1460 KXNL.
Hey, Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here. And one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely. They're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They are the absolute best. That's Mr. B Clothing for men and women, located on 86th Street in Clive.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
The Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Call-In Show is back for the 2012-13 Iowa State Athletic season, and it's better than ever. I'm Chris Williams. Join Brent Bloom, Tron Smith, and me every Thursday night from 7 to 8 right here on 1460 KXNO as we'll be talking Cyclones, the Big 12, and so much more from Kippy's Place in Elkhart, home of the best burgers in the world. This is a call-in show, so we want to hear from you every Thursday from 7 to 8 right here on 1460 KXNO.
See what a smile can do.
When you want the freshest produce around, you want Hy-Vee.
From homegrown fruits and vegetables
to a wide selection of organics,
the berries are the best, but personally, I'm a big kiwi fan.
You know, the darker the greens, the better for you.
Fresh fruit is good fast food.
Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile.
just can't get enough sports? Then it's time you check out KXNO online at KXNO.com or at Facebook.com/KXNOAM. You can also follow KXNO on Twitter along with your favorite show hosts. Away from your radio? No problem. Take KXNO with you on the go with the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone or iPad. Just go to iHeartRadio.com to download the app for free today. More ways to get your 24/7 sports fix from Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic College Show here from Kippy's Place in Elkhart on 1460 KXNO. I want to remind everybody, new feature we have at Cyclone Fanatic for every football game throughout 2012 is the Iowa Clinic Urology's game chat. Have you been on our game chat yet, Trent?
I told you that's the best way to follow the game.
You're on the game chat from your cell phone at the game, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Do you enjoy it?
I do. You know,
what do you like about it?
Here's my wit and nice commentary,
of course.
You know, sometimes, you know, if you're there, if you're at the game and you got kids or you got someone, sometimes it's a guy and his wife's there. She's asking all these crazy questions.
Yeah, just being obnoxious.
If he misses the play, you got Williams and Smith right there to keep you. Boom. Yeah, you and Ian do a great job.
Yeah, well, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. We appreciate the Iowa Clinic's Urology for stepping up to the plate. You know, this software we use, Cover It Live, they started charging us all of a sudden. A hefty fee. And, you know, they said the urologists at the Iowa Clinic, they stepped up to the plate and they wanted the game chat. So we appreciate that. And their ads are all over the website, so click on them and give them a look. All right, it's now time for the Jeremy Jordan Agency, a nationwide provider, insurance, Cyclone Fanatic, recruiting insider. Well, this is a jam-packed one, guys. So,
huge.
This is a big recruiting weekend for Iowa State, not only in football, but men's and women's basketball as well. Women's basketball is some top of the line.
They got some
big time prospects coming in. Does Bill Finley and his
great
staff.
Weekend for it? Too.
So again, Jeremy Jordan Agency. I want to tell you a little bit about my friend Jeremy Jordan. You've heard us talk over the years about Adam Gray Insurance, but he's now, he's a Cyclone Fanatic guy.
He stole
now.
Him.
Yeah, we kind of took him from Nationwide, but it worked out because he kind of transferred us over to our guy Jeremy Jordan, and now Jeremy's on board. He's a Cyclone. He's a passionate Iowa State graduate, and it works out really well. So we want to encourage you to go to him for all of your insurance needs at 515-323-5654. Again, 515-323-5654. Let's get to this roundup. We'll start with football. Two verbal commitments already from Iowa State's 2013 class. We're going to be in town. Alex Leslie. He is a 6'5", 220-pound tight end out of Texas. And Trevor Hodge, 6'2", 190-pound dual-threat quarterback is what he is listed as out of California. I think he would be more – I would probably put an athlete next to him. I think that he'll probably come in, Brent, be one of those guys who comes in as a quarterback and kind of see what happens.
See where he goes, but he had a game last week in high school. He completed 90% of his passes, threw for 350
yards. It's like
Seth
Dagey.
He's a talented guy. He is a very good athlete, though. He would be in that mold of a dual threat that they like now in this system where you can throw it, you can also run it, but good arm, and I think Iowa State, if they want, can groom him. They really like their young guys right now with Richardson and Rohatch. I keep pronouncing Grant's name wrong. I think it's Rohatch.
I always used to say Rohawk.
Rohawk, whatever.
Somebody
it is.
Told me Rohawk is one Rohawk? Time, but I think it's Rohatch.
It's Grant. We'll call him Grant. True freshman Grant.
Call him G.
G-R. He had a really good preseason camp, so they really like him. So Trevor's good enough, he's going to have to beat out some others. But, again, you never steer clear of good
Same
athletes.
Same with Joel Lanning.
Same with Joel Lanning from Ankeny.
Can't leave him out of
Absolutely.
The conversation. Probably the most intriguing official visitor this weekend for football, and I say that only not out of disrespect to the other two, but because this is a defensive lineman. It's always a chore to recruit defensive linemen to Iowa State. We've seen that over the course of history. Ernest Suttles is a 6'4", 225-pound defensive end out of Tampa, Florida. According to his profile at Rivals.com, Suttles has offers from Iowa State, Indiana, Ball State, UMass, Memphis, and a host of other mid-majors throughout college football. So keep an eye on that name, Ernest Suttles, Iowa State, I believe, up to 17 verbal commitments. Really lacking defensive linemen in that class. Don't panic. This always happens. They're always the last ones to come trickling in are those defensive linemen. So there's your football insider. Let's go to men's basketball now. Five men that we know of going to be on campus, two of them in the official visit category. One of them is a young man who I feel like is, you know, easily the most talked about, the most hyped recruit since Craig Brackens, I would say, and that's Matt Thomas, a yep. guard out of Onalaska, Wisconsin. I think George Niang is in that mold, but he wasn't as hyped as Matt Thomas is. Matt Thomas, a man who many pundits are saying the best shooter in the entire 2013 class. This kid can light it up. He's coming in on his official visit, but yes, he has already verbally committed to Fred Hoiberg. ESPN ranks him as the 27th best player in all of the senior class in high school basketball. This is a young man who has a chance to be a McDonald's All-American. I truly believe that. I would not just throw that out there. I don't like hyping young men. I think he's got a shot to be a McDonald's All-American.
I watch him, and he reminds me so much of J.J. Redick.
It's your guy.
I worked for the Magic for a year and a half, and I saw J.J., the way he went about his business. And they're if you put those two side by side, they're about the same size, same weight, same type of game, and their strokes are both picture perfect. I mean, Matt Thomas is an instructional video shooting the basketball. He will come in, and he will be the best shooter on the team. He's up there. He will rival Scott Christopherson as perhaps. I mean, he will shoot at 40% or better. It's almost a guarantee.
Sullivan-esque.
He's a better player than Jake is because Jake was limited as just an outside player. But Matt Thomas will come in. He's going to have a chance to start from day one. He's going to be a great, great player. And that get for Fred to get him out of Wisconsin, who he could have gone to Wisconsin, could have gone to Marquette. He's a big-time player. I don't know if he's getting as much hype as he should get from the Iowa State fans. He is going to be a big-time stud for Iowa State.
And putting the pieces around him to be successful ultimately is going to be the key.
He could come in and he can score 10 to 15 points as a freshman.
They need to work on, for that team, when Thomas' freshman year, they're going to need some guys who get bored. And a guy who potentially could be one of those guys is Dustin Hogue, 6'6" wing out of Indian Hills Community College. He's coming on his official visit to Iowa State. Now, Dustin Hogue is an interesting recruit, and that means that there's really not many other schools in on him right now after Iowa. The University of Iowa picked up a recruit, a CIML kid, a Peter Jock, just a couple of weeks ago. That kind of shut the door, one would believe, on a Dustin Hogue, who Iowa was actively recruiting as well from a scholarship standpoint. Stay tuned. This could be a verbal commitment. He's been in Ames a lot. It only makes sense if Dustin Hogue would commit to Iowa State this weekend.
It's about time to pull the trigger, and he balances the class perfectly. He would fill a role that they don't have right now, and that junior who's kind of a swing guy, can play the guard, can play the forward, can rebound a little bit down there. I mean, he's a Melvin Edgem type player.
Yeah, and I was going to say he would be the guy who kind of slides in for Will Clyburn, who leaves.
Yep.
I mean, that's big shoes to fill because Will Clyburn's going to be one of the top players in the Big 12 conference this year. But I think when you're piecing that roster together, that could be what is on their mind. Unofficial visitors this weekend, a good one, and Clayton Custer, a 2014 point guard out of Overland Park, Kansas. He has Big 12 offers right now. I know both Oklahoma schools are after him, along with others. Nick Noah, no, Brent, you're going to help me.
Niskoviak,
there we go. He is a 6'2" point guard out of 2015, so he's only a junior this year, but he is out of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. To my knowledge, this will be his first visit to Iowa State of any. These are unofficial visits, of course. And then Sean O'Mara, he is a 6'9" center out of Leslie, Illinois. Again, I believe it's his first visit to Ames, and he's already got some high major offers from Illinois, and of course, our friend Tony Bennett, because it seems like Iowa State and Virginia are always recruiting the same guys. Tony Bennett, a Wisconsin guy, and he is in on the Midwest guys. So there you go. That should wrap up your Jeremy Jordan Agency Insurance, Cyclone Fanatic Recruiting Insider tonight. Again, give Jeremy Jordan – listen, you need your insurance. Everybody's got to have it. Buy it from a Cyclone. He's our guy at 515-323-5654. Wow, that's a lot of recruits right there, guys. I got to catch my breath.
You didn't even mention the women's basketball.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about the women.
I mean, you can go over them quickly. It's tougher to follow women's basketball recruiting because it's not nationally covered by a whole lot. But you can just read the names. But all of them, they've got one commit coming in, the Buckley girl from
Jada Buckley.
City, who's probably the best player in the state of Iowa next year. And then a couple others who – and Bill Fenley,
a couple of guards from Minnesota.
Yeah, they're starting to get in. I think the Big 12 Conference is really helping them, and they're starting to get in some really good players. And if they come, Iowa State, I mean, it's already a good program, could become a great program.
All right, 515-284-5966 is the number if you want to join us on the Hy-V hotline. If you hear us say something you don't agree with, you want to break down the game, we'd love to hear from you. 515-284-5966. Here from Kippy's Place in Elkhart. I want to talk a little Big 12 football with you gentlemen now, because we got the whole pregame show, you know, to break down Iowa State, Texas Tech, too. The Big 12 Conference had an interesting week last week in the sense that Kansas State went on the road and knocked off Oklahoma. I think it tells us probably a little bit about both teams. One, as I tried to burn into your brains last Thursday, Bloom, I've been doing it with you for months, Kansas State's for real. Quit doubting Bill Snyder. The man is legit. And Oklahoma's probably pretty overrated, as Tron Smith has been on. You and I were dead on last week with our analysis. Bloom's the one out in left field.
Just talk to me when it's November 26th.
That's we'll what you said last year.
We'll see where K-State didn't win the conference. They finished third.
But they still went, what, 10-2?
I know. Yeah. And then
you have to start believing in Bill Snyder at some point.
Tron, when you win the turnover battle 3-0.
Regardless of what happened, he gets it done. We can sit here all day and decipher what happened. We can look at the papers, all that stuff. The bottom line is he gets it done. Whatever it takes, the guy wins ball games.
I watched that game with Brent. In the disdain that he has for Kansas
State.
I couldn't watch it. I thought he was going to vomit on my couch when Kansas State had control of that football game.
He's going to be the old guy yelling at kids for being on his draft.
He was making
that guy.
Ageist remarks towards Bill Snyder. I mean, it was despicable watching your behavior during that game.
Well, where's the hatred come from, Bloom?
Why do you hate Bill Snyder?
So no, I mean, the problem I have with Bill Snyder, I mean, he's a great coach. He's proven that. You can't argue with his results. What I don't like is that stereo equipment that is projecting the speakers has more personality than Bill Snyder. Have you listened to him give an interview? I mean, it's just awful. I don't know how he motivates kids at all, but he does. and it works.
Doesn't matter if you know how or not, he does.
It's amazing what they do, though. They never turn the ball over. They beat Oklahoma 3-0 in the turnover margin. Is that luck or is that coaching? I think it's both. Eventually, they're going to lose the turnover battle and they'll lose a couple games. I'm just telling you, they will lose a couple games. But they're going to come into Iowa State in 2 weeks. They're going to be undefeated. They're going to be a top five team in the country. And
they're going to get smacked. Is that what you're going to say?
No, I think Iowa State can beat them. I think Iowa State can beat K-State. Now, it'll look better than it is because I think K-State loses 3 games in the Big 12. But if Iowa State could be the first one, it looks good for Iowa State. I'm just not a buyer that K-State is going to be there at the end of the day.
I'll tell you why Snyder is who he is, okay? I'm going to start a basketball team. I'm going to get you on my team. I will never ask you to dunk the ball. You know why? Because you can't, Bloom.
That's
you
the just truest statement of the
and
day.
And that's what Snyder does. He doesn't ask these kids to come in and do things they cannot do. He keeps it simple. He keeps them in their element. And it works for them. You think about it. They never try too much, and they never beat themselves, and that's why they win ball games.
I just wonder, if they get behind in a game, they were never behind against Oklahoma. Can they come back and win a game? Colin Klein is great, I think they're kind of a front runner in a way. It's the way their team is designed. They get a lead, and they can sit on it because they can go 3 yards, 4 yards, pound out long 6-7 minute drives. But when they get behind, will they be able to come back? They're going to get behind at some point. I just don't know if they have the firepower to stay in against the high-powered offenses.
But
in the
it's
Big
the same argument you had last
year. It is. And
it's
I think it's, you know what? You know, I'm not going to ever learn. I won't. I won't learn. And I'm stubborn enough that I'm going to keep going down that road.
This is the type of guy that Bloom is, though. When we do, like, our fantasy baseball drafts, Bloom's always the guy to take that hot rookie. You know, he'll take the hot rookie over the proven veteran single day because Bloom's just looking to strike gold with the hot rookie. Same with Dana Holgorsen. Bloom's a huge Dana Holgorsen guy. Instead of going with the proven Bill Snyder, who wins, all he does is win games. Everything the man touches turns to gold. Bloom's going to go with Dana Holgorsen over Bill Snyder.
He's on the sideline, and he looks like he's going out there to, like, garden on a Saturday afternoon.
At the end of the day, does he win the ball game?
They
because
do.
That's all that
hey,
matters. Nobody cares what he looks like. They care if there's a W in that.
All I know is I'd eat onions out of that man's garden any day. All right, let's get to the Hy-Vee hotline.
Fair enough.
The great produce at Hy-Vee.
Wow.
So let's go to the Hy-Vee hotline and talk to our good friend Denny from Clear Lake. Hey, Denny, how are you?
Hey, fantastic. Tron, happy birthday.
Thanks, Denny. I appreciate it, man.
Denny, how's that Highlander driving, man?
Oh, incredible, guys. It'll be down there Saturday night. And, Tron, there's just a few of us that are born in September, because I'm born in September also, and, you know, pretty good people.
That's right. Very, very select group there, buddy.
What's on your mind, Denny?
Hey, guys, I got to agree with Brent Bloom.
Yeah.
I hate Snyder. I can't stand it. I agree with Bloom, everything he says. I T-bowed the game. I found out that they won. I wouldn't even watch it. It makes me sick seeing this guy win.
Just because you don't like him doesn't mean he's not good, though.
There you go.
No, he is good, but it just makes me sick because, actually, when he went down and turned the program around at Kansas State, guys, he didn't do it like Iowa State did. He used Prop 48 players. They okayed it to bring in Prop 48 players, and that's how he turned the program around. Same with Glenn Mason, who was at Kansas. They turned it around with Prop 48 players, and I didn't agree at that time what they do, and this guy does win. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
I'll tell you this, Denny, Prop 48 or not, they won games, and they started filling up the stadium, and that's what fans care about.
I know it. I know it, and hopefully that's what we care about at Iowa State. You know, it's all about winning, and we got to beat the guy. We just got to beat him.
Here's my theory, Denny, because it's the same reason that this Tech game makes me just a little bit nervous, because I feel like I am a believer in what goes around comes around, and Iowa State's really had Tech's number the last couple years. Kansas, I mean, if Iowa State owes one to anybody, it's Kansas State over the way they've lost some of these games the last few years. You agree with me on that?
Oh, 100%. How do we lose?
Well, I can tell you how you lose one of them.
Points.
Yeah, you miss a wide open running back, but we don't have to get into how we lost.
Well, you say that now that Arnaud's not here.
Well, I'm sure he's listening somewhere. He knows how I feel about that play.
Denny, thanks for your call, buddy. Got anything else?
Well, guys, no, it's just a great show, and I haven't called in for a long time. And you said it was Tron's birthday, so I couldn't miss out on that. And my God, Tron, if you're not the best looking 50-year-old guy, I don't know who is. If you are 50. I mean, that's incredible. And has anybody challenged you to arm wrestling yet?
Adam Gray did earlier.
It's an empty room.
Adam Gray could beat Tron if he used both his arms.
Yeah, I actually would agree with that.
And Chris, you and Brent,
don't
arm wrestle him.
No, I would lose an arm. I need to golf still.
You can put both of my arms, both
of
Brent's arms.
I think probably 4-on-1 we'd lose.
Our entire body couldn't slam Tron's arm down. Let's go back to the Hy-Vee hotline and talk to our friend Diamond Dave. Dave, what's up, man?
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy birthday, Tron. How's it feel to be 29 now?
Oh, man, thank you, Dave, man. I feel 29.
Yep.
What's going on, my friend?
Well, I have to agree with the previous caller. I don't like that Grandpa Snyder very much either.
Yeah, what is this?
We're not talking about who you like. We're talking about if they're good or not.
Well, does it matter if you like them or not? If
they're not
winning
good,
ball
they're
games,
lucky,
Dave.
And their luck's going to run out when they come to Jack Trice Stadium we're going to hit them getting off the bus. We're going to cause turnovers, and we're going to beat K-State and Kitty Cat.
I hope you guys are right.
But
I'm just saying, luck is not 10-2
game,
in the Big 12.
Back to this Texas Tech game, we're gonna beat them. Our defense is gonna cause 3 turnovers. We're gonna get a special teams touchdown. We're gonna be rocking the jack.
All right, Dave, what's your score prediction? We gotta get it. We're gonna hear it here first.
Cyclones 28, Texas Tech 17.
Ooh, a little low scoring contest.
Is gonna be 57,789.
Wow, that's
Rocking. Turn up those speakers at Jack Trice.
All right, buddy. Thanks
for
the call,
Dave.
All
right, keep it real, guys.
We always do. Dave here on the Ivy Hotline.
With those numbers, maybe Dave's the one who won the Powerball.
That's what I was going
to
say.
That was the most accurate, or down to the number, attendance.
You keep some of the best company with this Bill Schneider thing. You get Denny from Clear Lake on your board. You get Dave on board. But here's the thing I'm going to tell you. You, Denny, Dave, me, and Chris will jump in the Cyclone Tundra. We'll go to Bill Schneider's house, pick some of those tomatoes, and watch them win more games in the Big 12 because the guy is real. I just hate to say it.
Tron,
the guy is real.
Can we make this a little more interesting? I'm going to set the over-under at 9.5 with K-State this year. If they get 9, then I can make you wear an anti-Bill Snyder shirt.
Seems a little bit inappropriate.
That's fine.
What are we going to be hating
for, man? If
they
win 10, Tron can arm wrestle me and put it on camera.
Wow.
No, I think K-State does what they do well. But at the end of the day, there's still a talent limitation. It showed itself against Oklahoma last year. It didn't this year because I think Oklahoma's talent is not as good as it was last year. But K-State still has some tough games. I think the game with Iowa State will be extremely competitive, and I would not be surprised if Iowa State beats them and perhaps beats a top five ranked team at home for the second year in a row.
I'll take the 10 wins.
All right. Well, hey, it's on record now.
I'll take the 10 wins.
Okay.
It's on record. I actually don't feel that good about that, but we got to go back to the phones.
Oh, I was going to say, Dave made one good point about special teams real quick.
Yep.
Texas Tech has punted twice this year. I honestly think that Iowa State could have an opportunity in the punt return game because they're not used to covering at all through three games. Iowa State's been pretty good with Shane Burnham on the special team.
Really
with,
good when they decide to return to
set something up. That could be a untalked about factor here is the return game with Horn trying to make something happen.
Really like Aaron Horn.
Yeah, I do too.
He's looked really good. Let's go back to the Hy-Vee hotline. Gentleman who claims he's Cyclone Jerry calling in, although there is doubt that he may be an imposter. Is this Cyclone Jerry?
This is Cyclone Jerry. You don't say things like that about me. And while I got you there, you start being nicer to the Brent. And you better be nice, like I told you at KSI, to Brent, because he's younger than you are.
We go way back, don't we, Jerry?
Yes. And you don't pick on the little guy, because the little guy carries a heck of a swing when he hits. You're out
cold. He does. I've been punched by Brent numerous times. And it's
like Tyson. It's like Tyson in his heyday.
Jerry, what's your pick for the game, buddy?
Tyson, if he was a mosquito.
Just a minute. I got to wish Tron a happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday to Tron, the number one guy at Wilson Cadillac. Happy birthday, 50, and many, many more.
Jerry, you're the man.
Jerry,
I appreciate that.
Jerry,
man.
For the record, it's Wilson Toyota.
Yeah, we no longer sell Cadillacs, but I'm getting gifts of unspeakable value for my birthday here. Nothing like getting a koozie from kids. Hey, you know what? Hey, happy birthday to me. Bring that burger to me.
Jerry, thanks for the call. What's your pick, buddy? What's your pick on Saturday?
Cyclone's gonna do it.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. You're welcome to call anytime, Jerry.
That's Jerry.
That's got to be KXNO history right there. Jerry calling in singing happy birthday.
That's iconic right there.
All right, gentlemen, we need to take our final break of the evening. When we come back, we'll do a little predictions, all that good stuff for Iowa State and Texas Tech. But before we do that, I want to remind you the winter is coming up. You got to do some things to, you know, keep that electric bill or gas bill or whatever you got at your house. You want to keep that low. And give our friends at Energy Solutions of America a call. They can help you save, believe it or not, 50% on your utility bill with a thing called Energy Shields. Energy Solutions is going to place this reflective insulation on your existing insulation, and it works just like a blanket. It reflects that heat back towards its source, so in the summer it's reflecting heat away from your home. In the winter, it's going to push it back inside. If you want to see the difference, contact Energy Solutions of America today at 515-965-0309. We'll be back with more of the Cyclone Fanatic call-in show from Kippy's Place after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here. And one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely. They're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They are the absolute best. That's Mr. B Clothing for men and women, located on 86th Street in Clive.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
The Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Call-In Show is back for the 2012-13 Iowa State Athletics season, and it's better than ever. I'm Chris Williams. Join Brent Bloom, Tron Smith, and me every Thursday night from 7 to 8 right here on 1460 KXNO, as we'll be talking Cyclones, the Big 12, and so much more from Kippy's Place in Elkhart, home of the best burgers in the world. This is a call-in show, so we want to hear from you every Thursday from 7 to 8 right here on 1460 KXNO.
Protect those you care about this flu season. Talk to your Hy-Vee pharmacy about flu shots for your family. The single best way to prevent the flu is to get vaccinated each year. And flu shots are now recommended for everyone over the age of 6 months. Keep your family healthy and smiling. Talk to your Hy-Vee pharmacist today about flu shots. Your Hy-Vee pharmacy, where convenience meets care.
Want the inside scoop to what's going on with 1460 KXNO and a shot at even more great prizes? Then join the KXNO fan club online at KXNO.com. The best part is it's absolutely free. You'll earn KXNO fan club points just by listening to KXNO and by keeping up with KXNO on Facebook and Twitter. Then use your points for chances to win tickets, gift certificates, and other great prizes from Des Moines Sports Station. 1460 KXNO.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Call-In Show. We had a great crowd tonight here at Kippy's Place in Elkhart. Thanks to everybody for coming out. Join us next Thursday as well. Oh, man, all you got to do is promote Tron Smith's birthday, and whole town of Ames travels down south on I-35 to come here and celebrate with the big man.
Awesome.
I know. It's
awesome
great. Crowd. You know, like I said, my brother drove up all the way from Minnesota. It's his birthday, too. He's here, and like I said, he is 50-something, 58,
wow.
57, so he made it.
Did Danny and Denny give you the day off tomorrow?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Side check.
You know, I think we flood Wilson Toyota's Facebook and make that happen.
Hey, I want to remind everybody about some specials here at Kippy's Place in Elkhart, of course. This, if you're an NFL fan, this is a heck of a deal right here. You get a bucket of five beers and a pizza for $20.
Any day?
No, this is on Sundays for the NFL special. Yeah.
That's
afternoon. That's a great deal.
Yeah.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
That's my afternoon right there.
That is.
Awesome.
Five beers and a pizza.
Yeah. Now is that a personal pan pizza?
No, that's
we're talking
thing.
About a.
They only
what, got, One topping, one slice pizza.
One topping pizza. But hey, nonetheless, it's a great deal.
That's
all right.
A great deal.
All right, let's get to this Iowa State game now. I put for my key matchup, gentlemen, it was this Iowa State defensive line against the offensive line of Texas Tech, being that they do have an injury. Morales is out at the guard spot. They're a fairly inexperienced line. However, they're a very big line. They do not have one guy weigh less than 300 pounds on that offensive line. I feel like if you don't get pressure on Seth Dagey, don't matter how good your secondary is, he's going to complete a high percentage of passes, somewhere in the 70 percentile range. You got to knock this guy on his butt a few times, especially early, like we saw last year, not used to it. I think that's the key to this football game for Iowa State. I think Iowa State's going to score some points. I believe Iowa State will score some points on Texas Tech. I really do. I think the running game's going to work, and I think that Steele's going to go deep. I'm gonna throw a curveball at you here and say I'm pretty confident that Iowa State's going to put points up on the board against Texas Tech. But I want to see this defense get pressure on Dagey early, and I think that's going
to
be the key.
And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get back there. You're going to have to make them uncomfortable, and they're going to have to do it early. I agree with you. I think that Iowa State will score the football, and they're going to have to. I still think that Tech will score. I think we'll look at 21-28. I think they'll be able to score.
I would agree with Dave's prediction in the sense I put 34-24 for mine for Iowa State. I don't think this is going to be a 50-45 type game. Now, a lot of people are out there thinking that.
No.
I don't believe that for a second. And Brent, you dug up some stats in the Iowa State defense today. I assume you're going to agree with me.
I do, for it's a couple reasons. One, the Iowa State defense is good. And I don't think David Ubben, ESPN writer.
You mixed it up with him today.
Oh, yeah.
He predicted Tech would win 41-28. Now, the Tech offense is good. I don't think in anybody's mind can Tech get to 40 on Iowa State, because Iowa State is part of their defense is keeping their offense on the field, and they're going to run the ball. You don't want to give Tech the ball. What Iowa State had success with against Texas Tech down there is Texas Tech had the ball 15 times against Iowa State. They had a three and out or worse on 7 of those 15 drives. You get them off the field, you get on the field, you score. And that's the key. If Tech can sustain drive, score quickly, then you're in trouble, because this is not a team you want to fight touchdown for touchdown, because they're a high-powered offense. The Iowa State defense has to get off those field in those third-down situations and then run the ball, win time of possession, and Iowa State, I think, can win this game by a touchdown or more. You're right, establish the run, Chris, and then those corners are huge. Mm-hmm. Big test for Jansen Watson.
I don't know how high-powered this offense is. Well, they really haven't played anybody.
You're right.
Ankeny can score 51 on some of these schools.
They still have Seth Dagey.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, listen, Seth Dagey can't do it all. He can't do it all. We found out last year. Iowa State found out last year. I think they're going to get to him. I think Wally Burnham, the genius he is, knows that's what he's going to have to do. I don't really consider – they have not done anything since they started playing football this season.
I feel like their wide receivers are pretty good, too.
They are, they've got two running backs, and they've got weapons now.
They got two running backs, dude. They got 1,800 yards. They don't have one running back that's had 100 yards yet, averaging 100 yards a game.
But
they got 1,800 yards in total offense, dude.
Try the two of them combined for 180, which is the same as one run.
Dude, they played – who do they play? Overland Park, Kansas, Christian School? What difference does it make? Dude, they haven't played anybody. Brent Bloom, you can have that kind of rushing day.
I can't wait. I can't wait till the preview show on Saturday. This always happens. Well, we're getting ready to wrap it up, and we get Tron's all riled up by this point. He's flustered. And it's right before the team buses come up. And they're the diehard donor booster guys from the opposing team. They always, they're looking around. A lot of them haven't been named before, and they walk up to the show. And, like, this year, Tron is just blasting Cody Green. I mean, and this old –
Tulsa guys are right
Yeah,
there.
These Tulsa, like, these Bill Snyder lookalikes are just staring at Tron, going, what in the world is this? And I can just see Tron going, oh, Ankeny could drop 50 on that, on Northwestern State. I can just see it now.
It's Tron's birthday. He can say what he wants to.
Happy birthday, Tron.
Thank you.
We'll see you at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Bloom, you going to stop by? You got time?
I will. And by the way, I didn't predict. Iowa State wins by a touchdown.
Iowa State wins by a touchdown. I got the Clones by 10.
Tron. I got the Clones by 14.
All right. Boy. Remember to take your ticket stub after the game. Swing it by here at Kippy's Place in Elkhart to get you a free beer. We'll be back here at 7 o'clock next Thursday night on 1460 KXNO.